Well, good morning, everyone. We hope you're having a wonderful 4th of July holiday weekend with family and friends. Don't know if you had a chance to get out and enjoy anything last night, but there are plenty of things going on today around the Nishna Valley. If you're looking to celebrate your 4th of July with good food and activities and some family fun stuff today, the Atlantic JCs are hoping that you'll start and finish the day with them today as they have a pancake breakfast going on. They have their annual flight breakfast happening out at the Atlantic Airport. That's already underway this morning. That'll continue until 11 o'clock today. So if you're looking for a place to try breakfast, that might be a place for you. Fly-ins eat free. They get a number of folks who will fly in their planes, and you get a chance to kind of look around and see some of the different machines out there. And then also you'll have an opportunity to enjoy a good breakfast. The Pancake Man serving breakfast. It's an all-you-can-eat breakfast. $6 a plate is the cost, and that is at the airport, and it is indoors at one of the hangars there, so you have an opportunity to enjoy the indoor activities there, as not supposed to sitting outside in the elements, but you can get out and see some of those airplanes there too. Now, the folks at the Atlantic JCs are also taking donations today in addition to the $6 cost. If you'd like to make a donation to help them offset the cost of the fireworks that'll be happening later on tonight, then they would love to take that during the pancake breakfast as well. As I mentioned, fireworks, they do have their fireworks display coming up later on this evening. So if you want to enjoy the fireworks display, head on back out around the Atlantic Airport. That's where the fireworks begin, and that'll be at dusk tonight. There's no charge for that, but they will be taking free will donations, again, to help offset the cost of those fireworks. They're not cheap. Fireworks and the related insurance and things are kind of expensive, and this also helps to, if they raise enough to cover that and some more, then it helps to offset some of the costs of the other activities for the community that the JCs will do as well during the year. So stop on out to the airport this morning and then head back again tonight to enjoy the Atlantic JCs activities with the flight breakfast this morning and fireworks later on this evening. Plenty of other things going on today around the area as well. Messina is celebrating their Star Spangled celebration for Independence Day, as they had some stuff going on last night and plenty more going on today. As they have the Clover Run going on in Greenfield in just a little bit, they'll have the Kitty Parade at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then the Messina Red Sox versus Walnut baseball game will be played at 2 o'clock. Now, the Messina Independence Day Parade will be held at 3 o'clock this afternoon, so get ready to enjoy all of that activity. And then they'll have all kinds of park activities as well, with bingo and games, a bounce house, their food stands, fire department, water fights, there'll be pony rides, all kinds of things. At 4:30, there'll be a patriotic speaker, courtesy of the Messina Historical Society. The Messina Chamber Supper will be held from 5 to 6:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church parking lot. Now, they'll be serving pork sandwiches, two sides, a drink, and pie for $7. And then they'll have a dunk contest from 4:30 to 6:30, Entertainment in the Park, featuring Lee Cole, a magician and comedian, from 7 until 9 o'clock. And then around 9 o'clock at dusk, they'll have the fireworks extravaganza, courtesy of the Messina Volunteer Fire Department Foundation and the Messina Telephone Company. Lots going on there. And then don't forget, tomorrow, July 5th, they'll have breakfast with the Lions at the Bauer Welding Building at 7 a.m. and a tractor ride at 9 o'clock. So lots of things going on in the Messina area for this 4th of July. So make your plans now to enjoy a lot of the activities going on today. Now, there are plenty of communities that have different things going on today for the 4th of July. Avoca typically has a big 4th of July celebration every year, and they've got lots of things planned for today. There'll be a co-ed volleyball tournament at Edgington Memorial Park that starts at 11 o'clock this morning. Now, that co-ed volleyball tournament will take a break in the middle so that participants can enjoy the parade as well. And they do have some pretty good prizes for that volleyball tournament, with a $120 per team entry fee. It's a double elimination event. Also at 11 o'clock this morning, the United Church of Avoca will have their food stand opening up. There'll be free watermelons served to the public at the Avoca Veterans Plaza at 11 this morning. At 1:30 this afternoon, they'll have the public reading of the Declaration of Independence on the steps of the historic Avoca Courthouse, and after that, they'll recognize area residents currently serving their country in the United States Armed Services. Now, the churches in the community provided a lot of the names for that, and hopefully some folks around the area also helped to provide names so no one is missed. Also, to make sure that you're 4th of July is complete. They have the Avoca 4th of July Parade going on. That starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon, as folks will be assembling at the Pottawatomie County Fairgrounds at noon. And those with parade entry should use the east entrance to the fairground by the Avoca Auction Barn. They'll be parking there as well. And the parade will take a route through Avoca that will have plenty of shady places for folks to enjoy. Now, after the parade until 5 o'clock, there'll be an open house at the historic Newtown One-Room Country School at Edgington Memorial Park. And then they have a big fireworks display planned at dusk this evening as well. So those planning on watching the fireworks show at dusk are reminded that the location for the launching of the fireworks will be the Avoca Golf Course. But the show will be visible throughout the community from most of the neighborhoods. So you really don't have to worry too much about where you are. You'll be able to see some nice things as they put on a big show again this year in Avoca. And contributions are always appreciated to help offset the cost of those fireworks. So if folks can help out there, they'd sure appreciate that too. So big doings in Avoca today as well for the 4th of July. Also, Oakland has lots going on today for their 4th of July celebration. They got started with some events last night, and they continue today. The Oakland Volunteer Fire Department is having its annual pancake feed, and that is this morning. It's going on now until 10:30, and that's a free will offering at the fire station. Also, there's the Race for the Rock 3K Run and Walk. Now, they'll start at 8 o'clock this morning. Registration's going on now. That's sponsored by Oakland Manor, with the proceeds benefiting the Pottawatomie County Freedom Rock. From 9 until noon, there'll be the car show registration. They have awards for Best in Show, Engine, Paint, GM, Ford, Import, Truck, all sponsored by Arbor Bank. And then they'll also have the car show judging from noon until 3 o'clock. From 11:30 to 2 today, they'll have music from the band Clean and Easy. They'll be performing in conjunction with that car show. There's a tractor ride in Oakland today as well from 9 a.m. until noon. That tractor ride will head south to Macedonia and then loop back up to Oakland. Also, there'll be midway activities and inflatable bounce house games and food booths and things from noon until dusk. Parade registration is at 4 o'clock at the City Hall, and then the Independence Day Parade in Oakland is at 5 o'clock this afternoon, and this year's parade theme is Moments in History. So use your creativity there. Now, after the parade, the community dinner will be held with a free will offering at the gazebo across from Chautauqua Park. And the meal was by Hodges Smokehouse Catering. Now, following the meal, there'll be bingo near the gazebo, sponsored by the Knights of Pythias. And then also at dark, we'll have the fireworks display in Oakland. Bring your chairs, the fireworks up over Chautauqua Park. And then don't forget also, from July 5th through the 13th, you can enjoy the open gardens. That's the Keast Daylily Gardens. That'll be from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day, July 5th through the 13th. So lots going on for Independence Day celebration in Oakland today. And then also in Exira, they have plenty going on today as well. They actually got things started a little early, but they're going to continue with a big day of events today. They have foot races this morning at 9 o'clock in front of the old elementary school. At 10:30 this morning is the parade in Exira, starting at Legion Park. Salute to Independence is this year's parade, with Randy Thompson and Jeff Jensen, the Grand Marshals. Following the parade, there'll be entertainment at the gazebo from noon until 7 p.m. It'll include the Village Players, Roger Berger. There'll be food judging contest. They'll announce the parade winners during that time as well. The Grand River Rodeo will get underway at 1:30 at Kickapoo Park, as they have lots of fun, including Mutton Bust in there. There'll be food and beer vendors available there as well. At 4 o'clock, it's the Kids Tractor Pull, sponsored by the Exira Fire Department. And then at 9:45 tonight, the Grand Fireworks Display at the Exira Football Field. And they'll have concessions available there before and during the fireworks. And then don't forget, too, the Ecumenical Church Service this Sunday at 11 a.m. and the Alumni Coffee at the Lions Building at 2 o'clock. So lots going on today and through the weekend in Exira with the 4th of July as well. Lots of food vendors there. The Kennedy Amusements will have a carnival of rides there during the time that you're spending, so you keep the kids busy and happy. And Exira Christian Church, the Lutheran Church, will have food stands. There's Bob's Barbecue Pit Stop, Dirt Road Barbecue, there'll be Kettle Corn, Exira Community Club Beer Garden, Holy Trinity Paddle Wheel Stand. There'll be lots of things for folks to enjoy there as well in Exira. So no matter how you choose to enjoy your 4th of July, you do have lots of options. We just hope you make one smart option. That's to spend it with family and friends, so you maximize the fun you can have out of this year's 4th of July celebration. The weather looks pretty good today, So hopefully you'll have a great day celebrating Independence Day here in the Nishna Valley, whether you head to Atlantic or to Avoca, to Messina, to Oakland, or to Exira, or some other place where you have some plans. We hope you do it safely and have a great time today.